Okay, can you elaborate, Josh?
Let me pass the mic. Well, in
contrast to the previous psalm, instead of being overwhelmed by his previous circumstances, he now has found his place of refuge in the Lord and is overshadowed by the Lord. So he feels, I guess you could say, in the opposite manner, encompassed by the Lord's refuge rather than encompassed by his troubles.
Amen. Who else? Anybody else have another thought? Mark does.
The image of wings is a picture of what a mother bird does to her young. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful picture because the bird spreads her wings over the nest where the young birds are so that the rain and anything else just has no, they're impervious to it. And so to be overshadowed by the wings, this idea is a wonderful illustration that's drawn out of nature that shows how birds take care of their young, mm-hmm. take care of their little ones, and bring them into a safe condition.
Verse 1, until these calamities have passed by. Mm-hmm. Calamity is a pretty strong word. He's not making light of the things that are happening to him. But where before all he could see was the pit in front of him, now he can see beyond that to when they have passed by. There's now the recognition that these things are only temporary, mm-hmm. and the Lord will see me through to the other side.
Here we go. Amen.
So he's not hopeless.
Go ahead.
So he's not hopeless, as I'm saying.
Can we say that his hope or his lack of hopelessness, it comes in the way that he addresses God?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a difference between the way he addressed God in 142
mm-hmm.
and the way he addresses him here in 57. Whereas before it was, I cry out to the Lord, the God of relationship. Here it's God Most High. Hmm. It's the one who is all powerful, the one who is over all.
Amen. And I love the fact that going back to Mark's point about the wings, I won't say any more about the wings, except that he is recognizing his call. Hmm. He's recognizing his position. He's recognizing the fact that he is under the protection mm-hmm. of that Almighty, mm-hmm. of the One Most High. And I, one of the things we lose sight of, we lose sight of our calling, who we are in Christ, right? And whenever I am occupied with my problems or what's going on in my life, I lose sight of the protection that I'm in under his wings. And so David comes back to that. And I think that's a very extreme, important point, right? And so we find he cries out to the Lord, to the God Most High, and he is the one who's able to come in. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and truth. So now it's no longer me, but it's what this one in whose wings I'm under can do. And as Phil mentioned, the power of the Most High. So, and notice this too. In verse 1, for my soul, the seat of our emotions, my soul trusts in you. Verse 4, my soul is among the lions, right? And as you go through this, you see that he's very much occupied, very much aware of his soul and his feelings, right? He's not trying to hide them and put them under the rug and pretend like they don't exist. They're very real. So what else do we see? Scan this. What else do you see that stands out? Because David's on the way of recovery. Right? Psalm 142, in that cave. The cave's cold and dark, and that's how David's heart feels. But now in Psalm 57, he's starting to look up and look on. Mm-hmm. He's on the way of recovery. What else do we see that leads him on the way of recovery?
He's also really taking his eyes off his own situation and casting them upwards. Not on my troubles, but on your glories. Not on my difficulties, but on what you have accomplished and what you will accomplish in the future. Kind of like Peter when he cried out to the Lord in the water.
Brian, where do you see that, Brian?
I just read it.
It's there, so you're on the right track. Keep going.
Verse number 5. Mm-hmm. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else see another verse similar to that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, where?
Verse 11.
Okay, read it.
Verse 11 says, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." It's pretty much word for word copy of verse 5. Mm-hmm. He's stating a very important point here twice.
Okay. And what is the point? In your own words, what's the point?
That he's asking God to... He's giving the glory where it's due. He's not asking God to lift him up. He's saying, God, in your position above me, protect me, be exalted, you be lifted up.
That's it. One of the things that gets us in depression and in starts with discouragement, then depression and despair, is when we get to the point of despair, we need to try to bring ourselves back before we get there, of course. But when we're down there, we need to get our eyes focused backward to the greatness of the person of the Lord. We, you know, remember who God is. Mm-hmm. Remember who He is. You know, there's a thing, a brother, at camp last week, he said, we believe there is a God. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. It's good to believe there is a God. It's good to believe in God. Mm-hmm. That's good too. That's even better. Mm-hmm. But do you believe God?
Amen. Amen.
That's really where we're at. David was beginning to believe God. Mm-hmm. That God is who God is and that God is going to come through. Amen. I think that's extremely important for us in here.